Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the second Sunday of Easter. My name is Father Tom Casey SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. With the sad passing on of Pope Francis, a voice for the poor, who overcame fierce resistance to reshape the Catholic Church, is now silent. The Pope passed away the morning after the holiest day in the Church calendar year, when the world's 1.4 billion Catholics celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Elected on March the 13th, 2013, the Argentinian pontiff quickly gained a reputation as a modernizer. With the outward-facing approach, which saw him speak out boldly on humanitarian issues such as migration, war, and climate change, he sought to reform the Church by tackling the elitist mentalities among the clergy, demanding a compassionate pastoral approach to Church issues, and above all, to have a welcome for everyone. He built bridges with the Muslim world, while seeking to play the role of peacemaker in the face of global conflicts, especially in Ukraine and the Middle East. We miss him and pray for his successor. Referring to today's Gospel, which is the story of the doubting Thomas, the Pope said, "We too struggle at times like this disciple. How can we believe that Jesus is risen, that he accompanies us and is the Lord of our life, without having seen him and without having touched him?" We have an expression that says, seeing is believing. It is a bit against what we are learning from the Gospel and the second readings today. However, there is an answer to believing without seeing in the first reading. The early Christians sold their properties and shared the proceeds among the poor and for the sake of their belief in the risen Lord. They would sell their properties and possessions and divide them among all according to each one's need. So, we've seen Thomas failing to believe in the risen Christ unless he saw the five wounds. And when he did, he said, "My Lord and my God." We may think it was easy for the disciples to believe because they saw Jesus in person with their human eyes and witnessed to his miracles and wonderful sermons. In fact, they are not more advantaged than us because they were struggling with what they saw until the Lord had risen and until after Pentecost. Being risen and glorified meant that now he was available to everyone who is open to him. And that is what it's about. We must be open. Look for Christ in every situation. The late Pope Francis himself wrote on April the 12th, 2020. And I quote him, "The Lord has not left us alone. United in our prayer, we are convinced that he has laid his hand upon us, firmly reassuring us, 'Do not be afraid. I have risen and I am with you still.'" And I continue with Pope's message. "May Christ, who has already defeated death and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, dispel the darkness of our suffering humanity and lead us into the light of his glorious day, a day that knows no end." With these thoughts, I would wish you all a happy Easter. End of quote from Pope Francis. This is also the Feast of the Divine Mercy. It's known as Divine Mercy Sunday. And it all is going back to the history and story of a famous saint of the 20th century, Saint Faustina, and a quick history of her life. She was born on August the 25th, 1905. Her name was Helena Kowalska from Poland, the third of 10 children living on a small farm and her father's carpentry work. At the age of 7, Helena hears a voice calling her to religious life. And in 1920, at the age of 15, Helena began domestic work to support her large family that she came from. In August 1925, Helena is accepted by the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy. In 1926, April the 30th, Helena receives the habit and her religious name becomes Maria Faustina. April the 16th, 1928, on Good Friday, she is engulfed by the flame of divine love. Sister Faustina makes her first profession of temporary vows. On February the 22nd, 1931, Sister Faustina sees a vision of Jesus who tells her to paint his image. September 1938, Sister Faustina prepares herself for death and she asks for pardon of the congregation. She makes her final confession, October the 5th, and she dies late in the evening. When Pope John Paul II canonized Saint Faustina, he also, on the same day, surprised the entire world by establishing Divine Mercy Sunday, the feast associated with the message, as a feast day for the entire church. The feast day falls on the second Sunday of the Easter season. For Saint Faustina, Jesus was mercy incarnate. And the Lord had given her a mission to proclaim this message of the divine mercy throughout the world, especially by the spread of the image of mercy and the celebration of the Feast of Mercy.
Pope Francis initiated an extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, which took place from December the 8th, 2015, to November 20th, 2016. The Jubilee focused on the theme of mercy and encouraged reflection on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And the Pope said, and I quote him, "God's mercy is our liberation and our happiness. We live for mercy, and we cannot afford to be without mercy. It is the air that we breathe. We are too poor to set any conditions. We need to forgive because we need to be forgiven." The late Pope Francis insisted on mercy, making it an underlying theme of his 12-year-long pontificate. Pope Francis, born on the 17th of December 1936, and left us for a new dawn on April the 21st, 2025. May his soul, his beautiful soul, rest in peace. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing. Please continue to pray for the soul of our late and beloved Pope Francis.